Now, I'm delighted to say that I am joined in studio, and I will apologise in advance because I'm going to get her surname wrong. I know I am. Maureen Ní Cruachóir.
Perfect.
Hey!
Spot on.
I had to write it like I was going to say it. Maureen is a swim coordinator at Aura here in Youghal, and she has popped in to have a chat about the importance, I suppose, Maureen, of water safety.
Yeah, I think it's just so important coming into summer, just that everyone is aware and is conscious of the risks involved with being at the beach, even rivers and lakes, things like that. It's also to have a good knowledge of it, even around the swimming pool. Obviously, you've got your signs and your notices at the pool, but it's a bit more difficult to know what to look out for at the beach.
It is, and what tends to happen is the sun comes out, people immediately go to the water.
Exactly.
We all do it naturally, and unfortunately every year there is accidents that do result in deaths. It seems to be unavoidable, unfortunately, but every year we hear of somebody getting trouble in the water. How important is it that people learn to swim from an early age?
To me, it's crucial. I've been in New Zealand for a few years, and the difference between their swimming curriculum and ours is crazy. All the kids know over there have basic water safety rather than swim technique and knowing their strokes, and that they know what to do when they get into difficulty. And that's something that I think is so important for Ireland to be aware of. We are an island. The sea's all around us. We're going to need to know it. There's lakes, rivers, left, right and centre. It's so crucial that kids from a small age know what to do when they get into difficulty and have an awareness of the dangers.
Yeah, and because it's one thing to be able to know how to swim.
Exactly.
It's to know what to do when you're in trouble, because I would imagine the immediate thing,
panic.
Thank God it's never happened, it's panic.
Yes.
And panic can override everything. And if you're in the water, you're in big trouble if that happens.
Exactly. And the most important thing, if you get into difficulty, is the opposite of panic. It's to stay calm, and that is not stressed enough. There is obviously your recovery, floating and things like that, that it's so important to know the universal signal for help, which is a raised fist. Use your voice, call for help. But before we even get to that, it's so important to, prevention is better than cure, to know that you should have someone in the water with you. You should never go swimming by yourself, especially children. But even if you do venture out, you should always have someone who's on land and knows what time you're expecting to be back, where you're planning on going, and how long you're planning on being out there for.
Yeah, and it's super important, particularly for a town like Youghal.
Yes.
And you will oftentimes see in the summer, when the tide is in, they're jumping off the quay below, they're swimming, which is brilliant.
It's fantastic.
To see it.
Yes.
But I won't lie, my heart is in my mouth every time I watch it. Now, my husband, who grew up in the town, he says, we all did that. We all jumped off. I mean, he told me a story of, he learned to swim by his cousin pushing him in when the tide,
that's how I learned to swim, to be honest.
Do you know what I mean? Probably not the best way to learn to swim.
Yeah, definitely not.
But yeah, I suppose it's very important to keep that in the back of your mind, that safety first.
Exactly. And especially with that word again, summer, the weather, well, if you could call this summer at the moment, but but that heat that comes during the summer days, that just massively increases the difference between the water temperature and the air temperature, which just straight away is hypothermia. If you go from this lovely 20 degrees into whatever the water temperature is, your body goes into shock. The first thing you do is you gasp. So you suck in all of that water, you suck in everything, and it's just going to go worse from there. So you just have to stay calm. So it's just, it could be a beautiful day outside, but just make sure that you ease yourself into the water first. Fair enough, jump off the piers and everything like that, but just know that you are, know what you're about to expect when you hit that water, because it is a shock to the body.
Yeah, absolutely. Where should people start? So is swimming, right, let's start from somebody who has absolutely no swimming experience. Obviously, your first step is learn to swim.
Yes, definitely.
So it's easier to say for kids to learn to swim.
Oh, it's incredible. I've taught from 3 months old to 83-year-olds the whole way through. What I try and stress when I'm teaching adults is kids have an advantage on us. They want to have fun. They want to explore. They enjoy the water. Whereas adults are, right, I have to kick this leg, then that leg, use this arm, breathe here, do this now. And they don't play around with it. They don't relax. So the most important thing for adults is to absolutely get rid of that oh, I'm not going to be good enough, I have to do it right. It's you're going to go in, you're going to enjoy it, and it's going to come eventually. It's not going to happen overnight.
Because the thing about swimming is we all do it differently.
Yes.
You'll
yes,
swim different to how I do, and yeah. I've learned differently to how you do. Yes. Do you know what I mean? And even if you look at siblings, like my two kids now are 9 and 5. The five-year-old, no fear.
Yeah.
No fear. Can't swim a stroke, but no fear. And the nine-year-old, much more cautious. No, can swim.
Okay.
But very, very cautious.
Oh, okay.
So it's amazing, even with those two, and both myself and my husband are swimmers and we enjoy the water.
Yeah.
But every single person is different. Yes. And I suppose it's very important to find what works for you, isn't it, when
and
it comes to
so
swimming?
And there's so many different. And that's why ourselves at Aura, I'm always saying to the teachers to talk to each other and to chat about it, because one technique or way of teaching could work perfectly on 99 children, but there's that one child who will not grasp it, or adult or baby or whatever it is, who won't grasp that. And then they could have a chat with someone else and their go-to way of teaching will work perfectly with that child. It is about kind of just that communication and trying different ways to see what suits that person. But definitely what you said with your 5 and 9 year old, I think definitely the fear develops the older the child gets and they're more aware of it. Mm. So that's why we want them to be comfortable and enjoy the water, because I don't want anyone being afraid and thinking, oh, there's too many dangers of it. It's just not being aware of them.
And we should enjoy the water.
Exactly.
I mean, we live in a seaside town. We should enjoy
it. Beautiful.
So let's move on to somebody who can swim. Let's mm-hmm. say there's somebody listening now who goes, I'm a very capable swimmer. I know I'm a capable swimmer. If somebody finds themselves in trouble, so let's say somebody decides like that, they're going to jump from the quay into the water and either get a cramp, or they find themselves in a current, or they find something going on.
Yeah.
What are the key things you should do if you find yourself in trouble in
Perfect.
The water?
So we'll go with those two, a cramp and a riptide or a strong current. So basically with the cramp, get yourself into a position where you're most buoyant with using the least energy possible. So there's no point in getting yourself into a lovely big star float and using every muscle in your body to try and stay upright. You want to just relax and almost be in a horizontal position, making sure your head is out of the water and that you can raise one arm so that you can signal for help and you can also shout. Sculling is very good, just using your hands and your wrists to get yourself to the destination rather than putting all your energy into something. Obviously in the Irish water it is going to be quite cold, so you don't want to be completely stationary, you want to be moving. So basically just trying to get to safety and call for help. With regards to the currents, the worst thing you can do is trying to fight against it. You just have to ride it out relaxed and just try and swim diagonally across the current to get out of it. Don't try and go in the opposite direction
okay.
of the current.
In the event that you get caught in a current, should you, if you find that you can't swim diagonally out of it, should you try to, like you do with your cramp, get yourself into a horizontal with your face out of
yes,
the water?
Yeah, like surfers love currents. It gives them extra, it makes them do less work to get out to past where they want to be. We have to see that a current can be a good thing. Obviously, at that point in time, you're not thinking of it in any way a positive experience, but you just have to ride it out. Generally, they don't last more than 200 metres.
Yep.
So just ride it out until you get to somewhere where you feel you're a little bit stronger and that it's not completely taking you away, and then try and make your way out of it.
Let's come at it from a different angle. So let's say you are sitting on the quay and you see somebody in trouble. What should you do then?
Do not jump in.
Yeah, it's going to get, that's your instant reaction,
yeah,
isn't it,
is,
to jump
it
in?
It is. Basically, let's break it down. If you jump in and realise that they're stuck in a current, you swim out to them, what's wrong? The person says, I'm stuck in a current. You're now both stuck in a current.
Yeah.
No one knows you're in there. No one is coming to help you. So the first thing you should do is make sure that someone knows you're getting into the water. Send a text, call someone, shout to someone beside you, I'm getting in, there's someone in trouble. Make sure before you enter that water that there's someone else calling for help, or getting someone who's not necessarily more experienced but just another person. And then if you are a very strong, capable swimmer and you know what you're doing, you can try and make your way in. Look around you. What can you throw to them? Are there life buoys, anything like that? Or even sometimes people just need a bit of encouragement. Are you okay? I can see you. Start coming my direction. But definitely do not just jump in without anything else.
So secure your own safety
100%.
First.
And even as lifeguards, that's what lifeguards are taught. You can't swim out to someone knowing that they are going to pull you under and keep you there. You need to know how to have your brakes to get away from that person, to calm them down, and that's what they're trained in. Their safety is paramount as well, because without them being okay and able to do their job, the other person isn't going to be rescued back in.
Now, on to Aura itself. Ye have a swim academy running at the moment out there.
We do.
The swim academy out there, is it just for children?
No. We take from kind of 2.5, 3 month old babies right up to adult lessons. So it goes the whole way through. We have swim tots, swim babies. We've got a midweek, weekends. There's absolutely no excuse to not bring them in. And then we've got our regular academy running straight through, one lesson every week for 8 weeks, or we are doing a new one to give people a bit of time to go on holidays and things. We're doing it in 4 week blocks. So the child comes twice a week for 4 weeks and they get the whole term done. With our adults, it's on a Tuesday evening. We've fabulous adults out there, some of them who have never been in the water before, who have a bit of a fear of the water, right up to people who are training for triathlons and different things like that, who want to work on their stroke, who want to work on their stamina. In terms of water safety, we've also got our rookie lifeguards, which is an absolute blast to teach. It's kind of 10 to 16 year old kids, teenagers, sorry, and they're learning their rescues, they're learning how to perform CPR, how to go into all the theory behind all the different basic first aid and different illnesses that people can get from being around the water and hypothermia and things like that.
If people want to get in contact with yourself out in Aura, or if they want to book into one of these swim academies, how do they go about doing that?
So just give the centre a call on 024 91614. Anyone on reception or myself will be able to deal with any of their queries there, or if they want to drop an email to yourlessons@auragroup.ie.
Brilliant. Maureen, thanks so much for coming in. It's been brilliant having you. We might actually get you in again maybe next month and we do another update.
That would be fantastic.
It would be brilliant, particularly in the summer when people are out and about. I think it is no harm at all.
Super.
That people get this information out there as well. Thank you so much for coming in. Now, here we go again. That's Maureen Crohor.
Perfect.
There we go.
You've got it.
Swim coordinator from
the Aura. Thank you so much.
Maureen, thanks a million for coming in to me.